Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. French President François Hollande vowed Friday to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris as he presided over a national memorial service for the victims. The commemoration, held at Paris's Invalides National Monument, began with a somber reading of the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Stéphane Alatini, 39 ans.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
Jean-Jacques Amiot, 68 ans.
It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. The ceremony was also attended by other top French leaders and families of victims, as well as hundreds of those injured in what was France's worst ever terrorist attack. German police said Friday they've released two men arrested a day earlier on suspicion of planning a serious attack against the state. Police told local media no evidence was found to hold the men, who were detained on the outskirts of Berlin following a raid on an Islamic cultural center. Following the raid, authorities cleared the area surrounding the men's vehicle, which was said to contain a suspicious object. The item turned out to be harmless and no weapons or explosives were found. Authorities say the men are aged 28 and 46, but have not released their identities or information on their alleged plot. They say an investigation is ongoing. This is VOA News.